This month marks the second anniversary of the nation's deadliest campus shooting. A gunman opened fire at Virginia Tech, killing 32 people and then himself. Today, the university reopens the section of the building where all but two of those murders took place. From Blacksburg, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
It took a while after the shooting for a consensus to emerge at Virginia Tech about what to do with Norris Hall. In the midst of all the pain and the grieving and the healing, some people here talked of tearing down this classroom building, or perhaps turning it into a memorial. But engineering professor Ishwar Puri, whose department is based in Norris, was determined to preserve it as a place to learn.
People were hesitant as to whether to move back into the space, and I said, well, I'm going back, and you're welcome to follow me. And fortunately, many of my colleagues wanted to.
Today, Puri will help reopen the part of Norris where the violence happened. There no longer will be traditional classrooms here. Administrators feared students could be traumatized taking classes in the same place where gunman Sung Wee Cho murdered 30 people. So the area has been reconfigured with study space, a teleconference room, and labs.
This is our undergraduate learning center.
Instead of the tile floors and cinder block walls that were here, the new Norris Hall has hardwood floors and walls of frosted glass. It's a modern look that Puri hopes will signify Virginia Tech's determination to move into the future, despite the tragedy in its past.
Can you think today, if Norris Hall was a boarded building, it would stick out like a sore thumb on campus for the tragedy. Instead, you walked in the hallways, you heard students mingling, you heard professors discussing research. And I think that it's a wonderful way to honor the fallen.
Puri concedes some students and staff members remain reluctant to come to Norris, but others enter eagerly, even some who were most affected by the shooting.
My wife was killed right here, at this wall, while protecting the students.
Jerzy Novak's wife, Joseline, a professor, was among the victims. Now Jerzy, who's also on faculty here, will be working in Norris Hall, only a few feet from where she died. Novak heads the university's Center for Peace Studies and Violence Prevention, which hopes to develop scientific means to avert future attacks. The center was formed after the shooting took place and will be housed where it took place.
It is an invisible memorial, and more interacting with relatives of the victims. I have learned how important is this symbolic location of the center. And this is a major step towards healing and recovery.
As workers yesterday put final touches on the $800,000 renovation, some people on campus expressed relief this prominent building no longer will have a section blocked off by crime tape or construction barricades. Student Fred Cook was in Norris during the shooting. He survived by jumping out a window.
I mean, it's hard to do anything without thinking about what happened. It's always going to be a part of my life. But this space now, the changes that they've made to it, and the beautiful lab space and stuff here, gives it a different feel than it did before, and they've made it into a pretty beautiful part of the campus.
One thing that won't be in the new Norris Hall is a plaque or other visible symbol of what took place 2 years ago. There's a memorial to the victims elsewhere on campus, but Virginia Tech administrators say they want Norris to be what they call a normal functioning building, not a somber one. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Blacksburg.